I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers for Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in Food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And immediately following us this afternoon at 12:10, it's Angels Cactus League play in Arizona, playing the Oakland A's, soon to be the Las Vegas A's, if they can get their stadium built. And where they're going to be in the interim is going to be interesting to watch. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. We're going to be getting into this morning a problem that is facing a lot of chefs and restaurateurs in California, and that is the fact that many insurance companies that have been insuring restaurants have decided that they don't want to write policies in California anymore. And as you can imagine, you cannot operate a restaurant without insurance, particularly liability insurance. So this is a bit of a conundrum. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're venturing back down to Fountain Valley and speaking with the founder and executive chef of a growing restaurant group by the name of Key Concepts. And we're speaking with Viet Nguyen. And we are talking about his flagship and original restaurant in Fountain Valley, Vox Kitchen, soon to expand. Viet, welcome back. We were just starting to talk about some of your signature items that are on the Vox menu. And of course, you have to give us the food porn description of the saltado shaken fries, which you are known for. And what's kind of fun is you can substitute your house garlic noodles for the rice pilaf. So there are a lot of ways to go. Please give us the details on that dish, because if you are new to Vox Kitchen, this is one that you must have. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so like we said, it's just very simple ingredients. When the Chinese came over to Peru to do some work for them, and they stay, and they had to live in Chinatown. So in Peru, potatoes and rice are actually being consumed together, which is one of the newest things. You have two different starches on the same dish. So what they introduced was, you know, they say there's the beef and the potatoes and onions and tomatoes all together with just regular seasoning. Well, what the Chinese did was, you know, introduce the wok for the first time, introduce soy sauce, introduce ginger. Those are the main ingredients. But they also introduced something very uniquely Peruvian, which is vinegar. So it had vinegar in there. And those are all of the components that made that dish so smoky. And, you know, the Chinese call it wok hei, which is introducing smoke into all those flavor. Stir fry all together and then just serve on a bed of rice, right? But in Vox Kitchen, what we do is, because we know there's, you know, we have a lot more Asian customers, what we're trying to introduce is garlic noodle. Garlic noodle was famous with the Ann family. If you ever been to Anki inside South Coast Plaza, they have one of the best garlic noodle. But we have our own interpretation of that. And so in, you know, that dish, the rice, you can actually substitute the rice with garlic noodle. And on the side, the garlic noodle, because you can have with shrimps, you can have with calamari nowadays, and a lot of people like the ribeye. So that is the number one dish until today. It's actually 50% of total sales every single day.
Viet, I don't doubt it, because it is worthy. Now, you mentioned the Ahn family and Helene and Elizabeth Ahn. Now, their garlic noodles come out of a secret kitchen, Viet, that apparently only family members and very, very trusted chefs that have been there for a long time can get anywhere near the secret kitchen. Are your garlic noodles a little bit more accessible, or do you have a secret kitchen at Vox too?
No, everything is 100% accessible for us. We knew about our story. We actually know off the family, very well respected. I think they are the leading family in cuisine, for Vietnamese cuisine in America. And we love all of that story. But for us, obviously, I think our food focus is very casual, and we want to be as accessible as possible. So all of our recipes are actually pretty much open. It's quite simple. I think it's simple ingredients and simple cooking process is the way to go. Just back it up with really good service, I think.
Well, and Viet, just so our listeners know, I was having a little fun there because I've known the An family for a long time, since the original crustacean restaurant in Beverly Hills. And you know, they laugh a little bit about the secret kitchen, too, in the early years that, you know, sort of took that a little too seriously. And, you know, Viet, as I think you'd agree, really in the restaurant business, there are no secrets. And there are no secret recipes because basically everything can be duplicated, and you have a wonderful open kitchen. So now there is an item that doesn't look Peruvian to me that is on your menu, Viet, that is very popular because I saw a lot of them going out. And tell us about where the Vox Pear salad came from.
Yeah, so it's actually this is inspired by customer themselves. So over the years, all of our food set coming out was pretty on the heavier side. We definitely know that chifa cuisine is a lot more stir-fried than most. And people just want a salad. And, you know, over the years, they keep asking for a salad that is vegan or vegetarian. And so I had to dig back into my days when I used to work for Gordon Ramsay Group. One of the dishes I had running special over there at the Fat Cow in L.A. Was a pear salad that they had, but it's a lot less salad, it's more pear. And when, you know, we reintroduce it, it's paying homage to my time there in L.A. And so just arugula, burrata cheese. I was thinking of what type of cheese I should introduce to the masses as well. Asian cuisines are not really known, or Peruvian cuisines are not really known to do a lot of cheese. So I wanted to do a very mild cheese. So instead of a heavier cheese, we decided to go with a burrata cheese. So it's creamy. Mozzarella, very simple, and just honey dressing with orange juice. So it's very, very Peruvian there.
Oh, I'm glad I asked. Now, we don't want to shortchange your beverages and your cocktails, because a lot of fun flavors and good melding of combinations of ingredients. Just for one, because it actually might be one of your simpler beverages, but presented in, it's a visual and very tasty. But tell us about the spice sangria before we move on.
To be completely honest with you, I don't run our beverage program at all. My partner, his name is Neil Du. He's been with me since day one of Fox Kitchen, right? He's technically employee number two, right after me. So he's running all those programs. I love sangria. He does all of our beverage for all of our restaurants. And that is the number one drink I would get there. The spice, the wine, everything just in between. It's warm and it's very tasty. It's very citrusy as well. So it's really introduction of some Peruvian ingredients in there to the usual sangria.
Well, I think the five spice is the touch there that you don't normally see in sangria. So, you know, you have the red wine, there's orange juice, there's some vermouth, and then the five spice, very refreshing beverage. Viet, there's some very exciting news, because you're not one to duplicate your concepts. I don't believe you actually have before now. Before the end of the kitchen, or excuse me, before the end of the year, Vox Kitchen is on the move to have location number two. Tell us where that is, because it is a very busy, but a bit of an unexpected location, I would think.
So a lot of people think that we don't duplicate, but we do, actually. We have a few brands that already have 2 to 3 stores. But yes, Vox number 2 is coming up in South Coast Plaza. I'm super excited for that one. So when we're talking to the South Coast Plaza team for quite some time now, and they're interested in a lot of our other brands, and they never try Vox Kitchen, so I asked them, well, go there and try it. If you see how it goes, you're probably going to want that too. And so they did. And that's what they picked. They're like, you know what? Vox is the one to go. And so we signed something together last year, and now we can announce it. It's going to go into the Crystal Court site. Also coming in with some other very, very famous and exciting brands, which I cannot disclose just yet. But that whole entire food court is going to turn into a very exciting place. Vox is going to be taking over the Mazette space, as used to be in the Italian restaurant. And so we're taking both the restaurant site and the bar site in the middle, right under the escalator.
That is not a huge secret, Viet, because if you go to that area now, there are actually banners that are on that space announcing you're coming. So at least we can mention that. Viet, before we need to say goodbye, please give us all the details on the location of the original Vox Kitchen in Fountain Valley and what the best website is for the restaurant group or for Vox, whichever, you know, is easier for you.
Yeah, so what we locate right across from Myers Square Park. So within the Myers Square Park, we have a crossing that is called Fountain Valley Town Center. Within there, we have about four restaurants. In there, we have Ini Restaurante, King Craft Ramen, Rohan Roll Bar, and the Vox Kitchen. And the Vox Kitchen is right in the corner. If you come in, you'll see the Albertson immediately. And to the left of the Albertson, all of our restaurants are on that side.
Viet, you're taking over the world.
I'm trying to. And if you can just go to the website, is eatvox.com, EATVOX.com. Or you can go to our main website, which is keyconcept, KEICONCEPTS.info. So keyconcepts.info, and in there it lists all of our restaurants. So right now we have Soup Noodle Bar, the Vox Kitchen, Ini Ristorante, King Craft Ramen, Rohan Roll Bar, C is coming up, and we have about six other brands that we're launching this year.
Viet, we promise we will have you back on the show, but we wanted to focus on Vox. Obviously, there is a lot to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, serial restaurateur and executive chef Viet Nguyen, as I say, taking over Orange County city by city, but also satisfying a lot of guests along the way. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we are off to the Big Island of Hawaii. It is our preview of the 11th annual Big Island Chocolate Festival. What a great excuse to get to Hawaii. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Back in a flash.